Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy!
Theft at work. It was our son Henry's birthday last week, and now that he lives exactly 2,792 miles away in New York City, we thought it would be nice to mail him a box of items we knew he would love. Problem was, someone else in his apartment block got to our care box first, ripped it open and stole all of the contents with the exception of a packet of hobnobs. You're probably thinking right now, what are hobnobs? Which is exactly what I think the box basher must have thought, and so he decided to leave them. They're actually delicious biscuits, cookies from Henry's country of birth, England. It's days like this that bring into question the hope for humanity. What would cause someone to steal a neighbour's delivery? Isn't there a commandment written somewhere on the human heart about not stealing? Call me a Pollyanna, but I was shocked to read that according to Zipia.com, 75% of employees have stolen from their employer at least once. Their 2021 report claims that employee theft costs US employers just over $60 billion, and that on average, 5% of revenue is lost due to employee theft. On the other side of the economic coin, employers are not at all angelic. According to Golan Law's report in April this year, employers steal an average of $15 billion under what's called wage theft. There are a lot of different ways for wage theft to happen. In some cases, workers are not given a final check after they quit or have their positions terminated, even though they're due. In other cases, workers are just paid their standard rates instead of being paid time and a half for working overtime. In other cases, employers may take tips that were supposed to go directly to the employees. Flipping the coin of deceit back over to the employee, Workforce.com cites that 75% of US-based businesses have problems with time theft. How does someone steal time? Well, the obvious ones would be coming in late and leaving early. What about dragging your feet on an assignment? Working half-heartedly? Wasting other people's time too by gossiping or simply shooting the breeze with no aim in sight? These are all ways of watching one hand of the clock go round while the other hand puts unearned money in your pocket. Sadly, it seems stealing at work can take many forms. Someone can choose to steal materials, money, time, productivity and joy from their employer, co-workers, customers and suppliers. Some other sad statistics I found was that according to the CU Times 2019 report, 85% of embezzlement cases were perpetrated by an employee at the managerial level or above. 64% of occupational fraudsters had a university degree or higher, according to the 2020 ACFE findings. And within the same study, it seems that males are worst offenders, 72%, compared to females, 28%. In conclusion, watch out for those highly educated managerial males, I'd say. The ACFE report also claims that 30% of business bankruptcies are due to employee theft. It was disheartening to then read of the failings of our legal system under the National Retail Security Survey of 2019, reporting that on average, only 39 cents on the dollar of theft is recovered under settlements. I'm no great philosopher, but I'm scratching my head wondering, why do we steal from each other? I look around and I don't see anyone starving to death within the workplaces of this wonderful country of 50 stars. What has gone wrong inside each of us to want to steal something that isn't ours? We have a minimum wage. We have opportunities to excel and advance. We're living and working in the world's largest economy. There's enough for everyone who's willing to work for it. With the people of the United States being the most generous country in the world, according to the World Giving Index survey of 2021, we don't need to steal from each other. Someone somewhere will give and help. I'm so sorry, Henry. I'm so sorry to all who suffer at the hands of a theft, be it on the stairwell of an apartment in Manhattan or within the walls of the workplace.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.